sentences on my podcast. No more.
Yes, Daddy.
Nothing out of you.
Yes, Papa.
And you guys are awoken by knocking at the door. That's me, Cameron. Sit down. Knocking at your door. Knocking at the door. The three of you are sleeping in a bed together. Sleeping. Knock, knock, knock. It's getting louder.
Hey, I go answer it.
All right.
I go, hello.
Hi.
And you open the door, and Lexand is there. And he says, all right, meeting in the tea room. 5 minutes. Thank you.
And will there be crumpets?
There will be danishes and nothing else. Goodbye.
Will there be chocolate milk?
There will be danishes and nothing else and also tea. Goodbye. And then he walks off.
Phoebe puts on deodorant.
All right. Anything else or naked and just deodorant?
Kai scratches an itch behind her ear with her amethyst speck that hangs off her wrist.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna take, did I have a wound?
Oh, you slept now. It's a long rest. So everything comes back.
But you
get your strength back.
I had that wound, right? I want to keep the scar if it scars.
The wound. Which wound of which do you speak?
I don't know. I think it was like a shoulder wound.
I don't know.
Well, I have one I know.
Unless you re-wound your shoulder right now, I'm going to head
ahead. I just want a scar. I just want a cool scar.
Well, there's no... Hold on. Let me roll for cool scar. That's an 11. So I'm going to say it's going to be very, very faint.
But it's still there.
If you look real hard.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But right now it's just a wound.
Okay, I'm going to take a shower and then get dressed.
Phoebe power walks to the crumpet room.
All right, you power walk to the crumpet room. You take a shower.
I'm a dirty boy.
What are you doing to get ready for the day?
I already told you, just scratch an itch behind me.
Oh, that's it. All right.
I showered before bed last night.
I need to wash my head sweatband, so that's just going to be in my pocket for now.
Grosser-oony.
It's in my pocket. I'll wash it.
And then there's like a wet stain.
Fine, I wash it in the sink, but it's drying.
And then you wring it out.
I knock on the crumpet room door.
But I'm not wearing it, because it's still a little damp.
It moves just slightly open, because it was open.
Oh, hi.
And you walk in by yourself.
I'm prepared. I'm excited and I'm ready.
Yeah, you just want to get the good pastries before your friends get to the good pastries. Mm-hmm. And you see that Lexand is there with two other people. Fuck me. And two other people. And you see that next to Lexand is, you recognize one of them being the girl who helped you get set up for the gauntlet.
Hi.
Macy Mernblad.
Nope, not her
she
name.
Played
no.
Macy.
And then
but she played Macy.
She did. She did play Macy Mernblad.
Macy Mernblad.
And then next to her is someone that you don't really recognize at all. And Lexan says, "Oh, great, one of four. They have 3.5 minutes to get here.
I take quick showers.
I'm Phoebe. Nice to meet you.
Yes. Sorry. Scotty, Craig, this is Phoebe." Phoebe, Scotty, Craig.
Which one's Scotty and which one's Craig?
Scotty's the girl. Craig is the guy. Craig is the girl. Scotty's the guy. No, it's the other way around.
Okay.
But it's now my dream to meet a girl named Craig.
Hell yeah.
Woof.
Ew. Woof.
Is that a good thing?
Girl named Craig. I don't know. It just
I was
struck
friends
me
with
as
a boy named Craig.
That's a neutral thing.
We flooded someone's basement together.
Like as revenge?
No, it was just a mean prank that he got me to do. He moved away. He's a bad boy.
How did you flood a basement?
He told me to turn on someone's hose, and it was, like, by, like, their basement window, and I just, like, turned it on. I was also, like, 4, and he was, like, 10, so.
So you've committed crime.
Statute of limitations.
Put your hands up. I'm a cop.
I am a lawyer. It is okay. Statute of limitations is up.
All right, you got me just this
more
one.
Than 5 years.
But I got my fucking eyes on you, you crime-committing slum.
I'm a crime lawyer.
I'm waiting in the shadows. I'm her lawyer. I've seen a crime show.
They are.
These are delicious.
And so, like that, you two trail in a little bit later. Lexan seems very content to sit in an uncomfortable silence for the 3.5 minutes until the other three
Phoebe's
get there.
She's spacing out. She doesn't fucking care. She woke up 2 seconds ago.
So she's, what kind of tea?
Molly Schaefer never drinks tea, so don't know. I want
Earl Grey.
Okay.
Ew. Does he say
Can
that?
Can I interest you in some Earl Grey?
Okay.
Lexan says, get it? Earl Grey?
Oh!
Earl Grey tea.
I would love some. Thank you.
All right. One Earl Grey tea.
You should do stand-up comedy.
Oh, you want to hear my type five?
No. And then he rips off his robes and he reveals an open buttoned, like an open button-up shirt with a t-shirt under it and
a
jeans.
Flannel. It's got to be a flannel.
It's a flannel,
he says,
yeah.
He says, get this. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't believe it. I was, it was during the spring of the dragon winter. And, you know, the dragon winter, which is spring. And, and so I had gone to the springman solstice, right? You know, the springsman solstice.
Yeah.
And I had been told that, that the sort of expected dress was... A white knight. I had just been told verbally. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, white knight, sounds great. And so I had spent all week coming up. I had bought this very cheap set of armor. Mm-hmm. And I had been spending all week painting it white. And I showed up to the solstice in my white knight armor. Mm-hmm. But everyone else was just in white evening wear because it was a white evening.
Do you have honey spice turmeric tea?
Oh, you come to my company?
That is just a laugh and a half. I'm very genuinely endeared by this. What an idiot.
As soon as I'm out of the shower and I'm dressed, I don't care that my hair is wet. I just go.
Oh.
I mean, I fix it.
I
so
fix it.
It dries the way I want.
Perfect. Oh, I guess I clean a little go. Blood off.
Yeah, I was a dirty boy. I didn't shower before bed last night.
Yeah.
It was a stinky, dirty boy.
Dirty.
Oh, I showered, but I snuggled.
I'm just going to take the sound clip. We all snuggled dirty. And just sort of like when people ask for like advertisements for our show, I'm just going to say, we snuggled dirty on repeat for 30 seconds. And we're gonna be like, that's the podcast. Mm-hmm. So you guys walk in. He's trying to do this Earl Grey joke again for you guys.
I laugh to be polite, and also I do think it's kind of funny, even though I don't understand it.
It is kind of funny.
I don't find it funny at all, and I'd really like some honey spice turmeric. Thank you but so much.
Earl Grey.
Don't disappoint him, Kai. He's trying so hard.
He might kill us, Kai. Come
honey
on.
Spice turmeric, please. With a dash of honey, if you have some.
I guess I could. Yeah, Cameron, tell her no. Sorry, Megan Mills just texted asking, hey, does your podcast take callers?
Did she text him too? I said that to her earlier.
No, the answer is no, Megan. Our podcast does not take callers.
I love you, Megan.
Stop kissing.
And he says, for Megan. Honey, chamomile, turmeric, I guess, for this lady.
Oh, well, I'll take a venti.
Gesundheit.
An extra large. Thank you so much.
We just kind of just
have one.
We're not really a drive through. We're more of just a one cup of tea.
Okay.
Oh, God!
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry, do you besmirch my honor?
So
one cup is pleasant. I'll take one cup. Thank you so okay. much.
Phoebe is up and the crumpets going.
I don't want another white knight incident. Am I right?
Yeah.
he nudges Craig very hard, and he says, "Oh, sorry, I'm business. So I've made a bit of a to-do list for you guys, and to start is introducing you all to who will be your handlers up in Burnfort. They will be heading back with you on the boat. They will be managing your whole thing. I would like you you three." Where's the fourth one?
I think she still is asleep. I don't know.
I just let her be.
Yeah, she's had her meat shop burned down. She needs time to mourn.
I mean, if I was kidnapped, I'd take a weekend.
Yeah, see?
And so this is Scotty. You all have met Scotty before.
Mm-hmm.
And Craig.
Yes.
Brothers.
Hi.
They are your managers, and so
our managers.
We are going to be on TV.
No, what's a TV?
We are going to be broadcasted in the sky.
What's a broadcast?
Like
we are going to appear in people's dreams.
There we go.
What witchcraft of which do you speak?
How does news travel? Are we going to be in the journalism?
You mean the paper?
Are we going to be in the journalism?
You mean the paper?
Mama, I'm going to be in the journalism. Mama,
I'm going to write papers, Mama.
Mama, just you wait. My face is going to be drawn as a replication on that front page at some point. So he says, so first one check. Please don't harass them. This is sort of their vacation-y time. They help, and then they get back, and then they're all business. But if you want to meet, oh, I should let them. You talk. And then Scotty sort of raises his hand. He's like, hiya, we met. I'm so excited to bring some Hairspray fans to Victory.
Yeah, Hairspray.
Guys,
and then I sing
back
all of this version's Good Morning Baltimore.
And Lexan stops you very quickly. And Scotty goes, this is gonna be really good. And you guys are gonna meet my my theater troupe when you get back. I'm sure you guys will love to meet them. Oh. Super good friends. Besides that, I don't know. That's about all about me. Craig, what about you? And Craig just goes, yeah, I'm Craig.
What's up?
It's good to meet you all.
Yeah.
Man of many words.
Good luck. Listen, claps his hands together and says, oh, okay, so to-do list. Are you ready for it? Get a pen and pencil, paper ready. Here are the things I need you to do. You need to visit the blacksmith. Do you know all about the ornamental daggers of Burnford?
No.
Okay, well, everyone in Burnford, if you're of any status whatsoever, carries around an ornamental dagger to just sort of prove status and worth. You will be given one with the Langdale seal on it, but he just wants to meet with you guys and just maybe get some input on, I don't know, design. I don't really know.
Oh, I've got good ideas.
I'd love to have like a tribute to Troutbeck on it.
So you're meeting Otker at the blacksmith. He's the best one.
His name is Otter?
Otker?
Odger?
Like
Otker?
O-T-G-A-R?
Otker?
Hey, do you know how to spell? Could you do that?
Use it in a sentence.
O-T-G-E-R. Sorry, I was just being a fuckboy. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
He says, after that, do this in whatever order you want. Then you need to visit the treasurer to be given your prize money.
Oh, yes.
Fucking
feel
finally
free to skip that one because then I'll take it. Am I right?
No.
And then you need to visit the tailor I hardly know her. No, it's the name of the shop.
That's sad.
Tailor I hardly know her. You are looking for Robburn.
Who? Robburn?
Robburn, yeah.
Okay.
Is that B-U-R-N?
R-O-B-E-R-N.
Like Robert with an N.
Precisely.
Almost like Robin, but Robert.
It's just like Robin with an E or Robert with an N.
I like it.
So he says, so those, and then do whatever you want. I've been told that the danger has mostly passed, but I would still like to send a guard with you as a
we
one.
We don't need a
please
guard.
Please stop splitting up. Cool? And two, Just one guard for the four of you. How's that for compromise?
Sure.
Okay.
What guard do you know?
I think it's going to be Arthur, but
he's not my friend yet.
I mean,
like, I'll make a friend.
Wait, Arthur's a guard?
Why don't you bring Fred along?
Again?
I mean, there's a guard named Arthur.
That's too
Thank
confusing.
You for Arthur.
That's Arthur's too confusing for the listeners. I'm just
Fine, bring Arthur.
His name is Farfer.
Farfer. That's
yeah,
better.
It's Farfer the guard. his full name is Frank Arthur, but people just call him Farfer.
Do you know where the head wizard is?
Lavinia.
Archmage.
Write it down.
Okay. Do you know where she is, the Archmage?
She's probably in her study.
Okay. Okay.
Cool?
Mm-hmm.
You can sit here and drink your Earl Grey tea for as long as you'd like. I think Craig and Scotty are doing something, but I have like a job that's not you guys, so I'm gonna do that. All right?
Yeah. Have
all right.
Fun.
One guard. Don't leave here without Farfer.
Okay.
All right.
Farfer.
All right.
Farfer.
All right.
Farfer.
All right. And then And Lexan's Craig and Scotty all leave. And you guys are alone for about 5 minutes.
Yo, I've got some sick sword ideas.
Yeah?
Like, I can sketch them out real quick.
Now that we're finally, like, alone, is there anything we need to discuss?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure you said something about a demon god during the fight.
Ooh, that's
really
a good one.
I really stepped it up.
So, hey, what's that about?
That was a joke I made.
Can I roll?
Yeah, roll a deception, you dumb butt.
Two.
Take a disadvantage. Yeah, I was about to make you take disadvantage because that's the worst
also
lie.
Also, for insight, it's a 17 plus 1, so 18.
Yeah, that was the that was the worst lie. Yeah. She got a 2. That
I was
dumb.
Going, hey, Phoebe.
Hey.
We're buds, remember?
Yes.
It's okay. We're friends here. Like, I feel like we should be open and honest.
I tickle under her neck.
I just want to know what's going on.
Nothing that involves you.
That's true. That is true.
Well,
in the nicest way, I mean that.
But if it's like, if it involves a demon and we're all traveling together, I don't want it to come back and come bite us in the ass.
No.
You're being very suspicious. Also, you. You told me to destroy the orb. I didn't ask questions in the moment. It's just...
I'm realizing now that may not have been the best decision because I feel like it's important. Anyways, we don't have much time till Farfurt gets here, right? Is he here yet?
No. Nope.
Phoebe looks at the door.
No.
Farfurt, come on in. Stop looking at me like that.
Cooper crawls out and he goes up and he goes...
You can tell me anything.
You just
Cooper,
Kai.
That actually doesn't happen now that you bring that up.
I do have talk to small animals, so I could understand him.
Well, you'd have to cast that spell first.
No, I think I have it naturally, right?
I do too.
Am I insane? Maybe it doesn't matter. I'm not gonna look it up now.
It's
all right.
Fine. I knew you weren't gonna tell him.
I dabble in a few spooky magics. Just dabble.
Spooky magics doesn't sound very enticing to me.
I'm sorry, I thought you said you'd accept me, but apparently not.
No, I just want to know what's going on.
You don't need to. It's a whole thing.
Psst, baby. Go over here.
Yes.
You know you can tell me anything, right?
Yes.
But not
is Farfurt here yet?
I heard you whispering in your sleep last
night. I'm watching the time. I'm watching the time on how long this conversation is taking.
Mm-hmm. I heard you whispering in your sleep last night. And
Was I whispering in my sleep?
Yes, okay. You were. I think you thought we couldn't hear, but I heard something about that like demonish thing.
No, rebrand.
Do you want to just tell us
rebrand.
About it?
Can I walk over?
You can't tell people what they did in their sleep last night. Rebrand that line of questioning.
Okay.
Try again.
Psst, baby, come here. You know you can tell me anything, right?
Yes.
There we go.
Just putting that out there.
Okay.
I'm not pressuring you, but if you ever need to get something off your chest between you and me, Zill doesn't have to know.
Oh, geez.
No one has to know. Okay?
Just
saying, I am a secret. I'm really good at keeping secrets. Like,
yes.
It's actually one of my traits.
Yes.
I'm just so you know, if you ever just need somebody to know, somebody that you trust,
mm-hmm.
And I take my amethyst speck and I cut a little bit of my blood on my
wrist. Whoa! Oh shit! Okay.
Oh god!
You take blood 4
sisters.
Points weird damage.
Blood sisters.
Do you want me to cut my own wrist too?
If you don't want to, that's fine.
That's
but just
dangerous.
Know this is an act of
Phoebe
trust.
Phoebe nicks. Her, like, here
okay.
Very gently.
And now we put them together, and I give her a kiss.
I go, what the fuck?
Do you want to be blood sisters?
That's dangerous.
We're fine.
Yeah.
I just go, hey, I get it. Like, you don't have to talk about anything now if you don't want to. But I'm just saying that if it's demonic magic, and it's just... I don't know, it's kind of spooky, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Blood sisters.
Most people aren't...
Hello?
Oh!
Hello? It's, Farfur. You remember me?
Yes.
Farfur.
Farfur.
Yes,
you're
Farfur.
For you guys?
Yes.
The one guard. So, here at attention.
Hey.
Hey.
Anyways, I'll just be guarding this door.
Okay.
Okay, should we...
All right, so back to those sketches. I have some really dope ideas.
Now. Yeah.
I give, like, Phoebe a look, and I'm just like...
Right, yes, okay. Let's go on some errands.
Should we go to the treasurer? Because then we get our money.
Oh, yeah, let's just get money first so we can go shopping.
The treasurer actually is in the castle, so that does behoove you. Mm-hmm. So you guys head into the direction of Farfur knows the way because he lives here. And so he guides you down a few stairways, and he takes you to sort of this offset house-ish thing that's still attached to the castle. It's like when you build an extra room onto your house for your slowly dying grandparents, you know, that kind of thing, where you just build a tiny house onto that, onto your pre-existing house. Mm-hmm. It's that, but the treasury.
Yes.
And so you guys sort of, you walk in, and there's a receptionist sitting at the desk, and he says, names?
Zill Nyer. Oh, that's Z. This is a perfect opportunity for us to get name spellings, right?
There we go, let's do it.
I walk up and I go, Zill Nyer, that's,
spell it.
Z-I-L for Zill.
And Z-I-L?
Then, yeah, and then Nyer is N-I-R-E.
Nyer. Are you part of the Nyer clan? They were famous 300 years ago. They were the inventors of the spinning fork.
Maybe.
Name?
Phoebe Velpip, P-H.
Phoebe with an F.
No.
What is it?
I'm trying to tell you. P H I B I.
You know, I think that those are bastard letters, and we should just change them all to F's, right?
I think you're a bastard.
Excuse you.
I spell my name. I'm stressed.
Listen, I'm just insecure. I'm Fred with a PH.
Oh, hey, Fred.
Spell the rest of your goddamn name.
Valpip, V A L P I P. P.I.P.
You part of the Valpip clan?
What?
Just kidding.
But I am! I have a family!
Name?
Abadite. Kai Abadite.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry, so you have three names. It's Abadite, Kai Abadite?
Kai Abadite. Hi, Kai Abadite.
Mm-hmm. Kai Abadite.
K.
Okay, K-A-I.
A-I.
Space.
Did your mother just forget to keep writing letters, or is that really your first name?
Hey, Fred with a PH?
Wait. Oh, Fred is spelled with a PH? Mm-hmm. It's spelled with a PH already?
Okay. I want to hear you talking shit, Fred.
Sorry, it is. I am told my sense of humor takes getting used to.
Are you ready for Abadite?
Abadite, right.
A as in asshole, B as in boy, A as
I'm sorry, I can't hear you when you are being mean. Try again.
Abadite.
Abadite. For a second there, I thought your mother only knew the first half of the alphabet.
Are you German now?
There's another slight German NPC in this book. I can't remember which one it is.
Yes.
I would like to say there's one of our party who is not here, but she
spell
will be.
Spell it.
Okay, so her name is Griana Arande. That's G-R-I-A-N-A for Griana. And then Arande is A-R-A-N-D-E. She'll be by later probably to pick it up. Or should we take it for her?
I don't know. Are you
a thief? We'll take it for
no.
Her.
No.
We'll just take it.
Yeah, we'll
look
just
me
take
in
it.
The eye and tell you, are you a thief?
I look him right in the eye and I go, I am not a thief.
She's our best friend.
In this situation.
You do not have the eyes of a thief.
Thank you.
Melinda will see you now.
What?
Is it like an alternate personality?
He just turns around in his chair and then turns into a different
Melinda.
Person. No, he stands up and he gestures for you to enter this woman's office.
I enter
too.
Me too.
And there you see, what the fuck did I call her? Because I wrote down
Melinda?
Melinda.
I wrote Galinda. It's actually Melinda. Mm-hmm. I'm good. So you walk in, it's a pretty small office, and you actually notice that the uh, that part of the wall is actually taken up by stacks and stacks of gold. Because, surprise, gold is space. Gold is hard to get around.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Kai drools a little.
Money.
Oh, shit. Cameron.
Money, please.
Cameron, can you look up the conversion? How many gold pieces are in one platinum for me, please? Jesus. Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stop. My mom's here. good.
Oh.
So she walks in, she claps her hands, and she says, "Oh, the heroes. Oh, I'm so happy.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, wow. All right. So we have your gold waiting here. Were you planning? Did you bring any safe boxes bag?
Are you two related? Where the fuck are you from?
Oh, you met my brother out front.
Oh, my God.
Fred with a PH.
Yep.
I'm Frida with a PH.
But I thought you were Melinda.
This is my middle name.
Frida Melinda.
Okay. Do you question my honor?
Absolutely not, Frida.
No, it's Melinda. Come.
Too late. It's written down in the lore book.
Okay. And so she walks over and she says, "All right, how are you planning on transporting?"
Bag?
I have a bag.
Put in bag?
Holding?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. And so she says, "All right, should we just pile it in?"
Do you have platinum or anything?
I mean, I'll take my half in my own sack.
Who are you flirting?
Oh. Kai Appetite. Melinda.
No, I'm not flirting. It is work hours. It was a joke.
When do you get off?
Holy fuck.
Oh, she winked. She winked.
Holy shit.
And she's, oh, God, did I say that
getting
the
getting a new sword today.
It's a dagger. Oh. It's a small one.
I think it was 15,000.
Big in my heart.
I want to believe. I don't actually know.
Yeah, it was 15,000 each.
No.
Yeah.
No. Yes. That's what
that's
I heard.
That's I think one. You all get to split 15,000.
What? No. It's 15,000 each. It's
and then it should be 16,000, so we all get an even amount.
You'll be grateful for what we are given.
So, you are going to all split 15,000 gold because I've recalled my promises. So you're all splitting 15,000. If you'd like to split it evenly or make one person your company treasurer and then just take a small stipend.
Bag of holding, can I give you my bit? Because it weighs more than 90 probably.
Yes.
Probably.
Phoebe's also nervously glancing at Zill every 30 seconds.
So Melinda Frida with a PH helps you put all your shit in bags. And she says, "All right, are you singing?"
How much do we get each?
3,750.
And Zill's carrying mine.
Plus.
Mm-hmm.
Amanda 6.
Do you want to pass them out?
I have to write that down so that I could put it in my actual gold with like whatever's left over.
Mm-hmm. And so she says, "Oh, but before you go, I do require. And everyone make a perception check. Oh, and Kai make an insight.
14.
As well. Okay.
I rolled. Okay, blue is for perception. Kay. Actually, no, blue is for insight.
13.
Perception is 17, but insight is 6.
Okay, so you think this woman may have been at bingo night when you went with Arthur. And
what?
When you are counting all the money, she seems to be, like, putting it away very quickly.
Is she shorting us?
Wait a second. Fudged your roll. You didn't roll high enough.
Wait,
you
I rolled 14, know. So I don't know.
Nope, she rolled pretty fucking high on her stowaway.
Melinda, oh my gosh, I know who you are. You called up the bingo numbers the other night.
Yes, I am the bingo caller on Tuesdays because I play every other day.
As a regular bank teller would do, I would like you to count out each of our share in front of us, please, just to make sure it's right.
Oh, but we've already put it in the bags. It's no big.
Oh, Melinda, we've got so much time, please.
But I am a busy woman. Next appointment.
Melinda.
I agree. I think you should count.
Is it cheating if I say she's acting suspicious because I don't want to accidentally...
She's
starting to act pretty sus.
Yeah, maybe you should count it out.
Yeah, Melinda.
Hey, Melinda, we're the heroes of Langdale.
All right, pour it all back on my counter and we will start counting all over again.
Okay.
And everyone roll a perception check.
18.
All right, she's going to roll with disadvantage.
Ooh, 19.
Really this up. 19. Oh, that's a 1 and a 2. You see, I literally rolled a 1 and a 2. So you see Melinda try to pull a small bag out and put the coins in, the coins that you had already dumped
and I go,
on the counter.
Hey, Melinda, maybe not do that.
Yeah, Melinda, I can see everything. I got a 19.
Melinda, I will kick your ass. Right?
Melinda, we'll all kick your ass.
Okay, well.
We just killed like 30 cultists, Melinda.
We just killed a monster,
Melinda.
Melinda,
I could rip you in half, but I'm not going to because you're going to give us all of our gold.
We're all dirty poor people and you're trying to take our money, Melinda.
Melinda.
Dirty
poor. Minor illusion, I make all of our eyes look black.
Cool. And so she, so she's like, okay, all right, that's fine. And she,
is that a fake accent?
She drops her accent. And
I knew it!
Counting out
the money. You dick!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then she successfully counts and gives you all your due amounts.
Thanks. I go, Melinda, thank you so much for your honesty. For you, a pink rose, and it's dead.
Where'd you get that from?
It's in my sack.
Oh, because I gave you one of my roses, right?
Yeah.
Because I had three roses. Yeah. I gave her one.
Melinda, for your honesty, dead rose.
I am not sure I want that.
Well, I'm just going to leave it on your desk.
Don't. A dead rose is bad luck, so...
I know. Exactly, Melinda. Fuck you.
All right, get out of my office.
My eyes are still black and I wink.
Okay. Bye.
Rude.
And then on your way out, Fred Wilson says, thank you. It's funny.
We know
funny
it's fake.
Kids.
And then I walk out.
All right.
All right, so you guys are done at the treasury.
Okay.
Sweet.
Should we do daggers or
yes,
Taylor?
Please, daggers.
Sure.
Sure.
All right, so you guys head off to the smithy.
The last time we saw Olivia was in the horses, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You remember, you have a meeting scheduled at dusk tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. That she has arranged for you. So you guys head off to the smithy. I'm just going to do that joke again because I wasn't over it yet. Mm-hmm. It's sunny outside, but a little bit windy. Mm-hmm. You can see that chill is starting to sweep in. And it's about a 5 minute walk. Far fur is quiet. So you guys, it's a small blacksmith shop, but you guys most of you don't have a lot of blacksmith experience. So you head in and you see that there is a, halfling working, at one of the front counters. He seems to be polishing something.
Hello.
Oh, hey. Are you here to see?
We're here for the daggers.
Oh, you're yes. The heroes.
I'm
right.
Phoebe. What's your name?
I'm me.
Sorry, I'm trying to ask names now, but I'm
good. Keep me honest, because usually I don't have to do that until like 5 minutes into the conversation, so I don't have to really remember. Phoebe, Thranzel.
I'm Zill.
Thranzel?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thranzel and Gretel. Thranzil.
I'm Zill.
Thranzil,
yes.
Nice.
No, I'm just.
It doesn't work. No.
I tried. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, I will go get Otker for you guys.
Yes.
All right.
Otker.
And he doesn't take two steps away. He just goes, hey, Otker, the dagger guys, they're here to see you. Hey, Otker.
Oh my God.
Eventually you hear footsteps of coming in from where the forge is, and you see a very tall human man, just like the bushiest hair and the bushiest beard. And he says, here is a Langdale.
Mm-hmm.
Nice fighting back there.
Thanks.
It was a little bit weird when you disappeared, I will admit.
I agree. Yep.
But it's a good story.
Good magic trick, though.
Yep.
All right. So you guys aware of the burn fort hoity-toity dagger shit?
Yeah.
I have some sketches if you want to see them.
All right. Lay them on me.
All right. I was thinking in each dagger we have our own personal individualized stones that work well with our body types. I'm assuming you know how to incorporate stone into steel, right?
I do, but it's extra.
That's, I mean, that's it's on the Earl, so.
Well, he's paying base price, but I don't know if he'll approve anything else. I got you a simple dagger, rubies, because it's the red of Langdale, and then the Langdale insignia.
Could we maybe put Troutbeck on there?
Yeah. I could be persuaded, but that's going to cost you.
What's your name again?
Otker.
Otker, do you like dancers?
Otker.
Otker, let her speak. Hear her out.
Yeah, come on, Otker.
Kai Abadite. I don't know if I fully introduced myself.
It's Otker.
Hello, Otker. Otker, answer the question. Do you like dancers?
You want to know why I don't have a last name?
Why?
Because it's weak.
What does that mean?
Wow.
I am.
You are a strong man, Otker. Now, Otker, tell me, how long have you owned this beautiful dagger shop?
Almost as long as I've had a husband. So are you going to pay extra, or what is the plan here?
How much extra?
Do you need a... extra? Does your, what are you guys into?
I go. Don't do that. Zil goes. Don't do that.
Drop back on our dagger.
We can pay extra. We can't seduce a gaiman.
So I have a question.
Yeah.
So is the Langdale insignia, is it at like the base of the dagger?
Yeah.
Would you be able to do something special? Would you be able to put it up front by the hilt? For me, just like so it's like two insignia things, and so like the insignia for
you want two insignia both Langdale.
Well, no. So what I want is I want the Langdale insignia to show like Heroes of Langdale and all that, and at the bottom, if I could get a butterfly, that'd be nice. On one side and Troutbeck on the other.
Yeah, I think it'd be nice if we have Troutbeck on one side of the dagger and Langdale on the other. Do we like that?
Then where's the butterfly?
Well, I just want it on mine.
But a special butterfly. How much extra is this going to cost us?
75 per.
That's okay. Fine.
All right. Fork it over.
I do that.
All right. Give me the money. He says, all right. Troutbeck on one side, Langdale on the other.
Ooh.
Troutbeck on one side.
Can I have my blade be like that like metallic rainbowy stuff? Looks cool.
It's extra 25.
Yeah, fine.
All right.
Otker, can you just not include Langdale on mine?
I think the Earl might be disrespected.
The Earl doesn't have to know. Hey.
So this was just like extra work money, but now we're talking about hush money, and that's a different thing.
Hush money. Otker, let me ask you something. Do you like... Oh, actually, I've got this sack of ivory dice.
Huh? You have a set of ivory dice?
Yeah, that I looted from Blondie.
He says, you want to put this on a game of dice?
Yes.
I'll play you.
This is beautiful. Jangles would win.
Jangles
wins.
May the best man win.
All right, so he pulls out his set, and you can see that it's black obsidian.
Hell yeah.
And he, so we're going to play a game of war, but with dice. So we're going to roll 2d6, and whoever has the highest number wins.
Okay.
Hold up. I love this.
Phoebe,
blow.
I need to know that you're not trying to cheat.
I'm not cheating.
Okay, I was just making sure. If
Zil feels
cheating,
left out and blows from far.
Thanks, Zil. All right.
You're welcome.
Cooper, sniff. Ooh.
Oh, she rolled pretty high.
5 and 4.
Ah, nice, but this is confirmed, Megan Rose. This is a 5 and a 6.
Are you kidding me? Wow. Are you fucking kidding me?
Extra 100 gold hush money.
God. For Troutbeck.
Alright. Perfect.
No Langdale whatsoever.
I don't know how to metagame this without metagaming this. Hey, Liz.
Yes.
If you wanted a fucking skateboard, here would be the time to ask for it.
Oh, fuck yeah. And so I'm standing there and I go, hey, Otger.
Yeah.
I have an idea for something to be made. How about I lay it out for you? Give me a baseball price. So I'm thinking like a board, right? And then I draw I draw it, like the shape of it. And I go, wheels on the bottom. Four wheels, two in like the front, two in the back. A skateboard.
Are the wheels under or on
the
side?
They're under it. Hmm. Yeah.
What is this?
Think of like a board, like a nice board, like the one I drew you a picture of.
The board wood or steel?
The board would be wood. Hmm. And then you know how like some swords people put like gripping tape on it?
Yes.
It would be like some sort of gripping tape on the top of the board, so like it would be harder for me to slip while riding it.
I can envision making this.
How much do you think?
I don't know. I wouldn't be willing.
The wheels would not be wood. The bearings holding it to the board would be metal. The wheels would be, I don't know how to describe it. Something durable.
Well, rubber's not a thing yet. So.
I know.
It'd probably be wood.
Okay, good wood wheels.
Maybe he
good wood.
He thinks for a second. He goes, yes. I see your mind's vision.
Yes.
But you are leaving, no?
Yeah.
This would be a rush order. Threnzel, you are the woodworker. What do you think? Threnzel says, yeah, no, I could polishing a piece of wood and getting some wheels ready. Not anything out of the ordinary for me, I don't think. He says, all right, I will make this happen.
Okay.
But it is a rush order.
It is.
A completely unique design.
Completely.
And so it's going to cost extra, all I'm saying.
How much?
So I'm saying... $425.
So close to $420.
Honestly.
Fucking wish.
What about...
$390. Listen, you're a dreamer, $400.
Okay.
All right. He shakes on it. Subtract. He says, pick it up Thursday morning before you leave.
Hell yeah.
Anything else I can do you for?
Mm-mm.
Get the fuck out of my forge then.
Okay. Bye.
It's in a nice way though.
Okay. It was nice to meet you both.
And then that to-do list is done.
Do you, should we just go to the library?
I feel we have a tailor to go to.
Carly. Remember?
We have a tailor to go to, and
we could go to the tailor, and then
we can. Okay, so we have until Thursday here, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What is today?
Tuesday.
Today's Tuesday. We can just go another day too. We don't have to get it done right away.
Okay.
I mean,
so
what's up? What's going on tomorrow?
I think the seamstress would need to perhaps work. So
I'm saying like go. I'm saying the library.
Oh yeah.
So I'm saying like we go to the tailor, and then we can leave the library for another day if anything.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys want to go to the tailor?
Yes.
Get some hot new threads.
Spooky robes for Phoebe. All
right.
Oh, Carly Strait just tried to call. Mom, Carly Strait just tried to call me. Will you go check on her? Thank you.
What time of day is it also? Because we have that, all of us have that meeting tonight?
Yeah, she's scheduled it for all of you.
All of us have that meeting tonight.
Yeah. Wait, who's it?
The meeting?
With Olivia and the person.
Yeah, her contact.
Oh, that's what I thought. Okay.
Phoebe has also been nervously glancing at Zill a lot because she feels bad about lying and she doesn't like it.
You can always talk to me at some point.
All right, so you guys make your way to the seamstress. The seamsters? The seammeisters.
Can we do a montage moment of us trying on different clothes?
Yeah, well, you show up and Robert is like, hello, heroes. Let's do this shit. What are you thinking? See, I will take your existing... None of you wear armor. Just kidding.
Okay, I want a silky...
Do you wear armor? Do you wear armor? Do you wear armor?
No, got, like, she gets a bonus if she doesn't.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have, like, she wears leather, so nothing.
Super thin, like... Super
I have leather armor, but I don't. I mean, like...
Well, we're going to pump it up. I'll take the existing pieces that you have, add a little bit of Langdale flair. Oh, she's here.
Yay!
What's that?
Oh, the fuchsia.
Should we wait, or oh, you have the keys. Okay.
Should we wait for her to come back from the bathroom?
No, let's finish this real quick. I am Robyn, and we are here to make things great.
So
I need to know aesthetic. I need to know. Do you want people to fear you? Do you want them to love you?
I got it.
Do you want to go down like Kai, Phoebe? Yeah.
They need to match. Group
they need
mind
to match.
No. Listen, if one of you is the bad boy, then we can do like
that
one of you
something.
And a bad boy.
That would be.
I'm the bad boy.
We have boy band tropes, so it's like.
All right. Well, each. What is the boy band trope each? Have you guys heard the new Frankie Aronde album?
No.
Oh, it is so good.
Also, hi. What's your name?
Robyn.
Oh yes, Robert. I have that here.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot.
Mm-hmm.
I want something sexy. No, I take that back. I want something spicy, silky.
So you're the boy band sex kitten.
Yeah, the hot one.
All right, sex kitten.
The hot one.
Got it.
But hold on. Not douchey, not like loud and obnoxious. Like cool, like chilled, like sparkly, but not too sparkly.
I'm sorry. Cool, chill sparkles.
That's
only
exactly
a master
could, what I want. Thank
only
you.
A master could do it, and fortunately you are talking to one. You, Robert. What are you? You're the bad boy.
Spooky, dark. I would like a skull clasp on a dark cape with a hood, possibly dark purple.
I will work on it. You.
I would like some shorts.
What is your boy band trope?
I don't know.
Soft boy.
All right, so you are the soft boy.
So what I would like is I would like some knee-length shorts, okay?
Knee-length shorts?
I would like a tie-dye shirt, no sleeves. A tie-dye shirt, no sleeves.
All
right. I would like
We're almost done with the scene.
I would like a jean vest. I will keep my boots that I have, but I also want
jean vest?
Yes, I would like a jean vest. Oh, also no sleeves.
I love that.
Right.
I would like the jean vest to look like the sleeves were cut off. Right. And then I would like a fanny pack.
Brilliant.
Can mine come with pockets?
How many pockets? 1, 10.
Oh god. Let's do Oh my gosh. I have a brilliant idea. I would like 2 pockets, 2 in the front, and then I would want a giant pocket on the inside where Ferret could sleep.
Ferret pocket. All right.
Thank you.
Do you, since...
This is the seamstress.
I have a question. You have very nice fabrics. Do you have fabrics maybe for polishing?
What?
You work with fabrics. Do you know of any fabrics that are good for, like, polishing?
You could do a silk felt blend.
Could I get, like, a square of that?
You know what?
Just, like, a handkerchief
I like
size.
You all so much. You can have it on the house.
Oh, thank you. So
he wraps it up. There you go.
Okay. Thank you. And I put it in.
There is a fourth one.
Yes. She will.
What sort of boy band trope is she?
So she really likes. So she
so
really
the,
likes.
She's the Harry Styles.
Yes, she's the talent.
She's the talent. All right. All right. So the talent.
Yes.
So we're thinking just everything leads into that.
We should get her a headband with some cat ears. She likes cat ears.
Yes, cat all right, ears.
Cat ears.
I got the polishing thing for her.
Oh,
I'm going to give it to her to polish her her badge.
Oh, also, a belt made of studded bones.
Oh, yes. She likes
Where would I get studded bones at a time like this?
I thought you could do anything,
If you bring me bones, I will make a studded bone belt.
What if we got her an embroidered jacket that said Meats and More?
Can we make a special order
Can we do that?
With yes. one pocket.
Griana's Meats and More, just All embroidered right. in it.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
I heard about her meats shop. I'll contribute.
And then on the inside, on the tag, put world's best boss.
Yes, please.
Yes.
Please. You know, I could always embroider a badge on the very front.
That's true. Do that. Robin. You should do that.
She'll love it.
We're like soulmates.
Can you write juicy on the pants?
On your pants?
Ooh, what about all of ours?
Right? No.
Actually, I'm in.
I am not in for that.
Idea. 3 out of 4.
All Two right, out so of the four. I'm not doing it.
I won't speak for Griana. So then,
no, 3 out of 4.
You speak for Griana.
Just not okay. on the shorts.
Let's just cancel. Let's you just can cut it.
Okay.
No juicy. I don't want to send the wrong message.
All right, it's your call. It's your call.
No, thank you.
All right, anything else from you guys?
I'm good.
All right, then I think our damn job is done.
All right.
See you Thursday morning.
See you Thursday morning.
Should we go? Wipe Griana off?